questions you always had, the answers you were never given, the place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
In 2017, tonight's special guest encountered two translucent beings who came to him while teaching Zen meditation in Bangor, Maine. They didn't say anything, but one of them put an iron rod against his neck, and then they disappeared. After this experience, he started his investigation to reveal if aliens were, in fact, real or not. Since then, he has made several discoveries, including solving the Nazca Lines, Stonehenge, World War II, Agenda 21, connecting the Nazca alien mummies to King Akhenaten, just to name a few. He has also been matching UFOs by their hull designs. He has 47 matches. Has also discovered how the aliens speak from video evidence. They make bird-like calls. Overall, he has discovered that humanity has been nothing more than a slave race used for work, food and drug, adrenochrome for thousands of years. He realized that World War II was an adrenochrome harvest for advanced technology with aliens from Orion, hence why they built the Nazi death marches in the shape of Orion to honor them. The United States lost World War II to the Nazis and Orion in secret so they could continue the adrenochrome trade. This is why the U.S. military built the identical railroads in the heart of America in the shape of Orion. They are known as the Deep Underground Military Bases, or dumps. Since 2018, there have been earthquakes at nearly every location of the dumps. This allowed him to determine that aliens were indeed planning a takeover of Earth known as Agenda 21, and the U.S. military double-crossed them right at the last moment. He is determined Orion is a threat to the entire human race, and why he rode at the top of the Nazca Lines after solving them, "We demand freedom or death." It would appear that the U.S. military agrees with his determination. Let this be a lesson to all of humanity. Not one piece of technology is worth one drop of blood. Otherwise, this will be the outcome. Total degradation of society by revealing the truth of men with supposed power, failing the people of the world through their own greed, anger, and delusion. Bad things will come of this. It's true.
You are listening to Veritas. If this is your first time, welcome home. To listen to tonight's full interview and all of our material, join the Veritas family and click on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. You can make your purchase with a credit card, PayPal, cash, check, money order, and even cryptocurrency. We are now accepting Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for Focused Life Force Energy, MMS, CBD Pure Hemp Oil, Divinia Water, Pure Organic Sulfur, Flash Drives with all our Sanitas and Veritas seasons, and other great products. And if you want to get in touch with Mel, want to be a guest on this radio program, have a guest suggestion, or have feedback, just click on the contact button of our website at veritasradio.com. And if you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share it. And click the bell to be notified when new interviews are available. And now, here's your host, Mel Hostelrich.
Ryushin Malone is a Zen Buddhist teacher, scientist in the field of Xenoanthropology and ETVology. He's also a musician. Ryushin was born at a Zen Buddhist monastery in the Catskill Mountains of New York. Both of his parents were Zen Buddhists. And his website is theorionlines.com. Directly from Connecticut, I would like to welcome Ryushin Malone. Hello, Ryushin, and welcome to Veritas. How are you?
Hello, Mel. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
My pleasure. Sometimes people send me names and websites, and sometimes one strikes me as something that I thought I knew, but then they send me a book, and I read the book, and it just opens what I thought was going to be one door, 10 doors, 100 doors, and more. You will experience this today. I want you to just suspension of disbelief. Keep an open mind, because the rabbit hole is deeper than we ever thought. Ryushin, I want you to first tell us your story, your background, before we dive into your research.
Oh, sure. So my name is Ryushin Malone. I am the architect behind the OrionLines.com. I am a 40-year-old Zen Buddhist teacher, and I am also an extraterrestrial researcher and an ET geologist, extraterrestrial vehicle-ology. I've been researching this subject for the past 4 years and have been collecting as much evidence as possible to better understand what's been going on this planet, on this crazy world that we live on, and I've come to very concerning and very interesting conclusions regarding contact and what's been really going on behind the scenes and why they are here and what's been going on. I was contacted by extraterrestrials while doing meditation practice teaching in Bangor, Maine, where I used to live. And they came to me, and it was, they were almost invisible. They were translucent. I could see through them. And one of them put its finger underneath my chin and lifted up my chin, exposing my neck. And when I looked down my nose, that's when I saw the body in front of me, the shape of the black eyes and a small being in front of me. Right then and there, a second being stepped around the side of it with a long rod and a quarter collar at the end of the rod and placed it up against my neck for 3 seconds. It then stepped back behind the first being and disappeared, and the first being dropped my head and stepped backwards, turned right, and disappeared. And after that experience, I knew they were real, and I immediately went home and was very excited, and I collected as much evidence as humanly possible to prove that extraterrestrials are in fact here and real, and we are being we are interacting with them regularly. So it was it was a very exciting time, and that was the summer of 2017. Since then I have solved the Nazca lines. And the Nazca lines are hundreds of lines in the middle of the Nazca Peru Desert. And what I realized is that they are actually a three-dimensional star map of the Orion group's territory markings. And it revealed that the Orion group is real, and they come from Orion. And when I went to go research Orion, I came to the Orion group, and it read that the Orion group is a satanic force who takes over star systems. So it was an uh-oh moment. Uh-oh. What did I do?
And that wasn't too long ago. Usually, a lot of these
No.
experiences begin when you're not an early childhood, but this just happened, what, less than 4 years ago?
At the age of 37, they came to me, and that whole experience really jolted me into the whole the field of extraterrestrials and their vehicles.
Have you had any more contact since then?
Not very lots of negative contact though. Multiple con negative t contact negative. That experience was a positive. But I've seen evil beings.
Now, obviously,
Wraiths.
some people say that if you look at the UFO community, it's very fractured. Some say they're all benevolent. Some say they're all malevolent. I'm in the middle. Just like I believe on this planet, we have good and bad. There's duality, polarity everywhere. I think there should be good and bad. So you have contact with both, and are they all from Orion or from elsewhere?
I have no idea where they're from. But I can say that the ones that I've had contact with, I know for sure that they come from Orion by solving the Nazca lines. But I think that it's important to point out the realizing that the extraterrestrials are actually real first before we get into are they good or bad. And they are real. Well, we've had six or seven bodies found in the Nazca Peru Desert in 2016. They're called the Nazca Alien Mummies. And they were released on Gaia TV, and you can see them at my website, theorionlines.com. They are, there were two species found, one a two and a half foot tall extraterrestrial species, excuse me, and a 5 foot tall extraterrestrial species found in a cave. And they were about 1,000 years old. And, a week after they were released on Gaia TV, I realized that they were the same species sitting with King Akhenaten and Queen Nefertiti, which is very interesting. So, now, you know, so that's first, I think, that we need to show the public that, yes, they are indeed real. We've had the bodies this whole time. They did an excellent job ignoring all of the evidence in order to not, you know, and make it look like it's just crazy paper mache. And they still haven't come forward and, you know, publicly told America what's been going on, that we've had the bodies since 2017. although the History Channel has made a documentary for the people in Mexico in Spanish. So it's pretty interesting. We're very close to the end of this, to disclosure or some sort of acknowledgement.
I've always said that if disclosure ever happens through the mainstream media, whether it's the news or a History Channel or one of the, I mean, all you have to do is look who owns those channels. And if they're telling you that, please just understand that it might not be the truth after all. So we have to do research. That's why I'm talking to people like Rushin today. Do you think solving the Nazca lines was a download that you obtained after your encounter in 2017?
I don't think so. I think that I don't know, honestly. I mean, with my experience, they might have, you know, triggered something in me. I was always extremely intelligent, you know, so, or more intelligent than most, I should say. Either they were, you know, taking something, a sample, DNA, consciousness, leaving something or turning something on, or both. I'm not sure, or even a placebo, but I'm not sure. I think that the contact itself was enough to really get me going. Solving the Nazca lines and revealing that it is a three-dimensional star map of the Orion Group's territory markings, and studying World War II, the UFOs out of World War II, we have about a half an hour's worth of, UFOs flying around. And I was like, well, it's very dark. What's been going on Earth has been very, very bad things.
Let's go step by step, because this is intense.
I'm trying to, because it's very serious.
Yes, it is serious.
It's deeply troubling.
Let's go
it's
step
very
by step.
Deeply troubling because we were told lies, and a lot of crimes were committed because these humans have been keeping secrets. So step by step, okay.
Yeah, but hold on. Yes. Let's dissect slowly. ETology, ET of extraterrestrial vehicle ology. I've interviewed dozens of UFO researchers, but never one, aside from our late friend Clifford Stone, who recently passed away, and he had told us that the United States government, the number might be higher now, but I believe it was 57 catalogs of extraterrestrial beings. But in your case, you're actually doing this with the vehicles. How do you research that?
Well, it's just a matter of observing, finding a video, a UFO video, and asking your heart, is this real? And that's what I did. I used my heart and I asked myself, is this real?
Like dowsing?
Is this true? No, it's more of you just using your heart and being able to tell the difference between what is real and what is fake. You see, when I started on this journey, I collected so much information. I was collecting total nonsense information and going, it's all real. And about 2 years, 2 months after that, I started realizing that there was about 80% of what I had was total nonsense. And I realized that this, you know, somebody was diluting the information to throw people off.
Yes.
And out of that information, of everything that I gathered, I'm very strong to say that I've typed 12 to 13 different species of extraterrestrial from video and photographic evidence. And asking my heart, is this real or not, based on the evidence? And it was not easy. And it's not easy showing the evidence to people because they don't believe it, because they've been lied to. And it's been very difficult, but with the UFOs, it's just a matter of having a good eye, and two, having a good heart. And asking yourself, is this true or not, is a very Buddhist question. From this perspective, there is no separation between you and I. We are you. So I did it for myself, which is truly us. You are my true self. We are self, true self, which made it very easy for me because that's just what it means to be awake, in touch with nature and being, simply being. So from that, I was able to collect real UFOs and real evidence of extraterrestrials. And it can all be viewed at theorionlines.com. There's many different subjects there, UFOs and aliens. And see for yourself, the evidence speaks louder than what anyone's story can say. So I've discovered. And luckily for me, there was no one at par with doing, my research of collecting the evidence, showing it, and drawing conclusions from it. And, basically what I realized is that there are three different types or groups of extraterrestrials. One, they are only interested in scientific research, who want nothing to do with the species living there and the dynamics of a species. Two, there's a positive group who look after humanity and are trying to help humanity, evolve. And the third group is a hostile group who have been trying to deceive humanity and take over humanity, and harvest
Wait, wait,
humanity.
wait. Don't say that word that you're about to say, because this is very important, folks. And as you indicate in your book, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And of course, Carl Sagan's words.
Well, that's Sagan. Yeah, that's
Yes.
Sagan.
If there's one thing or one word I wasn't expecting to hear from the Giza pyramids, the Nazca lines, the foundation of the World Trade Center in New York, even Stonehenge and World Wars, was the word adrenochrome. You say that Stonehenge is an adrenochrome harvest clock for Orion.
Yep, that's the beginning of, or one of the beginnings of Satanism, satanic rituals. It was the extraterrestrials coming here looking for something to eat. And it's not just Stonehenge, it's Incan, Mayan, it's the American Stonehenge. They were doing it in Egypt with the canopic jars. Certain organs would go to certain groups of extraterrestrials. That's why the heads on the canopic jars are different animals. I believe it's because that's their species of origin. Like ours would be a monkey. So basically, what all these pyramids were welcome mats built by the extraterrestrials, and used as feeders. And this is why they were doing human sacrifice to feed, to honor the gods. And that's what many of these extraterrestrials have been doing here. They've been coming here for food, and they've been eating human beings. And over thousands of years, it's come to secret societies among the elite who have been worshiping, working with, and possibly even are the extraterrestrials, this whole time in secret. And from unfortunately for me, it led me straight into religion. God, angels, the devil, and demons. Because if the Orion group is a satanic force, which they are, I have evidence of Satan worshipers getting excited for humanity to be harvested. Believe it or not, Agenda 21, which has been foiled, by the way, in 2018, so that's not going to happen. Now we're on this Agenda 2030. But that was the plan, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but so that's where all this secret society and this silent war that has been happening between the elite has been over the balance.
Let's go back for a moment here. You probably saw the movie Apocalypto by Mel Gibson. Folks, you probably
Yes.
have seen it. And now, after reading your book, I'm thinking all these depictions of sacrifices, and this happens all over the world, the blood sacrifices. Now you see it with different eyes. Who is the god, or who are the gods that they're given the price, the blood, the heart, the organs to? And also, let me say this. Folks, if you have a $1 bill, one U.S. note, or one worthless U.S. note, take it. Or if you are living outside of the United States or don't have access to one, just go and find the image of the $1 bill. Flip it, and you're going to see the pyramid. And you're going to see the capstone with the all-seeing eye. And the first thing that came to mind was all these pyramids that have been seen around the world, 2009 over the Kremlin, 2018, December 19th, over the Pentagon. And now most recently, and this was declassified not a few days ago, and George Knapp put it out to the world in the mainstream media, these pyramids that are flying, are these pyramids the capstones for the welcome mat, as you call it, for these pyramids? And when they land, what happens? Are they getting some kind of a, H3O to fuel the ships?
Well, it's, you know, I believe that the Great Pyramids were some type of energy, possibly even a charging dock for their ships, but I'm not sure. Yes, that's how they would do it. They would just show up right on top of the pyramids and sit there and hover there. Yeah.
Question is, do all pyramids, because I'm thinking of the pyramid of the sun in Mexico, I've been there and it's not close to a large body of water, maybe underground. But do you think a lot of these pyramids, I mean, the Giza pyramids are close to the Nile, the ones in Angkor Wat and some of the others, the ones in Tulum, they're next to the ocean. Do they do something to convert water into a different mode from H2O to H3O?
It's possible. It's possible. I strongly believe that they were using water with the Great Nile, the Nile River and the Great Pyramids, right, and the water getting into the bottom of the pyramid and them using possibly for H3O, but I'm not exactly sure. I really haven't been able to get down there and look at, you know, what's going on, you know, what it's really made up on, you know, hands on to figure this out, you know, and that's for the Great Pyramids, and the rest of the pyramids are very different, in that respect.
Before you go on, what we said, in case people wonder, what is H3O? It's hydronium, is the auto ionization of the water. If you think of how these ships may be just traversing at, you know, more than the speed of light, they ionize the field around them. And that's why you never see the sonic boom, or where they go through the water. They don't see a splash, right?
It's a theory. I don't know for sure, but I'm more sure on the Nazca lines and a few other things. But it's possible that they were using water. I strongly believe that they used the Ark of the Covenant to sit inside of the coffin, or, you know, the coffin inside the king's chamber, to act as some kind of energy, you know, amplifier. Who knows? I don't know. But the rest of the pyramids were used as a welcoming mat for the aliens to pick up their offering. And you know, with Stonehenge, they had something there called the Slaughter Stone and the Heal Stone, which meant to heal humanity. And that's what the elite were doing. They were bringing foreigners to Stonehenge and then sacrificing them to the extraterrestrials. That's what's been going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And what happened was, over all this time, the extraterrestrials realized that, you know, if we step out of the whole thing, we can just run this, keep it going, and they will have no idea that of what's going on, and that will afford them not to rebel. And that's what happened. That's what they did. They just tiptoed into the darkness and kept it between them and the elite to, you know, keep this whole thing going. So, you know, from solving the Nazca lines and knowing that it was Orion, and knowing about this adrenochrome business and what human sacrifice really was, I came to World War II, and I started going through the UFO evidence, and I'm like, wow, how the hell did they get this technology? And, you know, I had a funny thought, and I was like, you know, what if they traded the Jews, those people, for technology? And I thought to myself, why just kill them when you can kill them and trade for technology? And a year after that realization, I found evidence. They built the Nazi death marches in the shape of Orion to honor Orion. And I believe they targeted the Jews because Moses led the Jews out of Egypt under Orion rule 5,000 years prior. So it was deeply disturbing to know that information. And what had happened was the extraterrestrials have been secretly living side by side to humanity, harvesting human beings. Some of them, the Orion group, they've been harvesting people. And what happened after World War II was the Admiral Byrd took the entire Pacific Fleet down to Antarctica with 5,000 troops and got his butt kicked by the extraterrestrials and the Nazi UFO group down there. That's where the aliens have been living this whole time, in Antarctica, a very intelligent place to stay, considering that you would need great technology to cross that terrain.
Not to mention the Antarctic Treaty that has so many countries building a wall around it, that if you and I decided to, if we had a GoFundMe account, and we received unlimited amounts of money, and we decided to go there with a nuclear vessel to go through the ice and see what's beyond what Admiral Byrd allegedly said on his diary, we would not be allowed.
Yeah. You would not be allowed, no. You know, and so what happened really was they got away with genocide. It's very simple. So World War I and World War II were actually the elite funding Germany to act as a doorstop to stop the spread of communist Russia. So in the First World War, they realized, wow, we can play both sides, make a shit ton of money. I can curse, right? Is that all right?
I'd rather not, but that's okay.
We can make a whole ton of money, and we get great technology from it. Like hand soap, antibacterial, penicillin came out of World War I. You know, weapons, you know, tanks, all that good stuff. Planes, Air Force came out of that. So, and they played both sides. And 20 years later, they did the same deal. They funded Germany again. This is Rothschild and his friends.
The parasites.
What's that?
I call them the parasites.
Well, they are these very dark people. Yes, they're parasites. Yeah. So, but they have all the money and all the control, and so what happened was, after 20 years in a world war, Germany stands right back up, brand new tanks, brand new airplanes, brand new weapons, everything. How did they do that? Well, the elite funded them to do another world war, of course, to support the blockade of Russia, communism spilling into Europe, because they didn't want communism. The elite didn't want communism. That's why they started this whole thing. But in World War II, they made this trade with the Orion group and got great technology from trading human beings. And now when Admiral Byrd lost World War II in Antarctica. A few years after that, the Greta Treaty was signed, allowing the Greys to take a number of human beings and cattle for quote unquote medical experiments in trade for technology. The same deal the Nazis made.
Let's go in chronological order. You're talking about the meeting with President Eisenhower.
Yes, if it was actually Eisenhower, which it probably was.
Right, but the Foo Fighters. We've heard about the Foo Fighters. We've heard about all the – hold on. Let me finish so you can address what I'm saying. The Foo Fighters, World War II and World War I. The question is, if Hitler was in possession of exotic technology given to them by the Orion Group, why didn't they win the war?
Because the elite were behind the whole thing anyway. The Allies were probably closing in, and who knows? Maybe the elite saw more benefits establishing base in America, and that's what they did. They built the identical railroads in the shape of Orion in the heart of America, known as the deep underground military bases. They're in the shape of Orion. They're identical to the Nazi death marches. So what were they doing down there this whole time? Now, is it possible the extraterrestrials were down there this whole time? Yes, I think so. I think it's reasonable to assume that. I think they've been living side by side, humanity, and we've just didn't notice them. And so, you know, it's deeply disturbing. And so what were they doing down in the deep underground military bases identical to the Nazi death marches?
Well, also, not only that, but the when it comes to the war, people say that the Nazis lost the war. I say they lost the war, but they won the peace. After Project Paperclip, they made it all the way here. We saw the advent of NASA and many other lies that have been going on since World War II or even before that.
Yeah. Yeah, every single war has been a farce made up, you know, by the elite. But what has been going on here in reality is that the elite have been fighting each other over this good and bad ideology and dogma. You know, we are of, it's always been about the Catholics versus the Satan worshipers. And that's what's really been going on. It's been the elite pitting the people against the people and concocting these wars in order to get more rich, to get technology, evidently. And they're crimes against humanity and crimes against children. And now with Q happening and, you know, Trump and the military doing a double cross of Orion in 2018, which I'll touch on in a moment. But you've heard stories of children being rescued out of the deep underground military bases. Well, I've heard stories that that's what they've been eating, is children. So it's interesting because, you know, I strongly believe that that is what was going on. And this afforded the elite to get, you know, start with to do these elite pedophile rings. So it's deeply disturbing and it all ties in together.
When it comes to these pedophiles, Epstein and the rest of them, Ghislaine Maxwell, nothing has come out of that. It seems that they're protecting themselves. Now, you're saying that something happened in 2018, something happened. Was it expected to happen? Was Trump, I mean, I don't mean to get political here at all, but did they expect Trump to lose? Was Trump working with them or against them?
Well, you have to understand the dynamics of the situation, and it's very, very complex. I mean, we're dealing with the Looking Glass device, the Orion Cube, you know, that's all quantum time viewing devices. So basically, they knew the outcome and have been directing, you know, the outcome the way they wanted it. And the way they didn't want it, which was, you know, in order to get away with these crimes, they were going to kill everybody. That's what Agenda 21 was. We were just about to be harvested by the extraterrestrials from Orion. It's true. Because, you know, there are Satan worshipers out there going, prepare. Invasion, prepare to be abducted. And someone else, Marilyn Manson, had said, prepare never-ending astral vampires. So I knew immediately what they were talking about. I knew that for sure Orion was indeed a satanic force, and that these elite known Satan worshipers knew all about Orion. And they're also known as the Black Suns. And what they have been doing to people, which has been adrenochrome harvesting people. And it's so ugly. It's really, really evil stuff has been going on behind the scenes.
Let me add something to this, Rushin. Let me add something to this. When I looked at the population of Earth, allegedly, by the 1900s, was about 1.6 billion around the world. Now in 2020, it's about close to 8 billion, 7.8, in just a matter of 100 years. Now, if humans have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, when you look at the graph of how we have gone up, something tells me that either there have been cataclysms in certain intervals, or there's a harvest every so often that happens so that they can reduce the population, you know, sacrifice if you want to call it, but they reduce the population every so often and they do a reset. Do you think this is what's happening right now?
Absolutely. This is what's been going on. You know, the Incans and the Mayans, the, you know, even the Roman, Greek, Romans, the Anastasis people just disappeared.
Vanished. The Anastasi, you said the Anastasi from New Mexico?
Yes, the Anastasis. Their name actually means ancient enemy. So, you know, it says a lot. It really does. It really says a lot. From all the evidence that I had, that I have, it was clear to me that we were being set up for a real alien invasion where they were going to have us all harvested in 2021, this year. And that was canceled in 2018 by the United States military double-crossing Orion right at the end. And I guess I can touch on that. You know, I want to explore what's been going on for the past 70 years. It's been a very dark time for humanity. We've been kept in the dark. We've been lied to this whole time. And it's not right. It's not right for these people to get away with genocide. And you know, it's crimes against humanity, crimes against children. So anyway, in 2018, information was released that there was an unprecedented amount of activity at Area 51, that lizard people were coming out of the ground. And it was very interesting. You know, I found that very interesting information. They're lizard people? What? You know? 12 days later, a gigantic pyramid-shaped craft appeared above the Pentagon and hovered there 4 o'clock in the morning on December 19th, 2018. And we have three different perspectives of the video, and it's at my website, theorionlines.com. A gigantic pyramid, which I knew was the all-seeing eye, from Orion, and that's derived from Tom Hanks' kid, Chet Hanks' son, his tattoo, where he has the all-seeing eye on his chest and the Orion's belt right next to it. But that pyramid showing up over the Pentagon told me that the information 12 days earlier was correct. It told me that the aliens showed up going, "What the hell do you think you're doing? Why are you kicking us out of Area 51? That's what that said to me. They were willing to expose themselves to, show up at the Pentagon and try to find out what the hell the human beings were doing.
Any correlation between this and the explosions that have been heard?
In the deep underground military? Explosions?
Yes. Loud booms everywhere. And some people see smoke coming out of the manholes on the streets, and they wonder if somebody's placing bombs down there.
Yeah, that's exactly what's been going on. In 2017, even before this attack on Area 51, I believe it was regaining Area 51 from the Black Hats, which is also known as Delta Orion. And that's a very interesting to understand what Delta Orion is. And Delta Orion means Minnetonka Orion. And I've heard from many people that this is where these bad aliens come from. Minnetonka, the off star in Orion's belt. Now, after that, in March of 2019, in 2017, the United States military was funding spending billions and billions of dollars on military subterranean incursions, training the troops to go into these deep underground military, to go into, underground situations. And then after the pyramid showed up, a few months later, Russia was allowed to fly over Area 51 for the first time ever. And then earthquakes started happening at almost every single location of the deep underground military bases, which told us many things. One, the map was good. And two, something was down there.
I have no doubt that these highways underground exist. I have no doubt. I've had enough researchers coming here. Not that I believe their words, but they are good researchers. But I also saw a video that's posted on my Facebook. Anybody can see it. If you want just one example, there's this vehicle that enters this place, the door opens, and he goes probably up over 100 miles per hour for 15, 20 minutes, and it's just nonstop. He keeps going and going, and you see all the underground bases. I don't know how this video was released, but obviously it came from the entrance and the exit came from military bases. I don't know exactly where, but they're there for anyone to see.
So basically, they have been working with adrenochrome harvesters who have been living and working here for thousands of years in secret. And in order to work with them, they were trading them people for technology. And that's what they were doing. That's what they've been doing. And that's why aliens are secret and kept, that's crazy. And, and has kept humanity in the dark in order to get away with these crimes. And in order to get away with the crimes in World War too. And in the deep underground military bases in the heart of America, they were planning on having us all harvested by them. Agenda 21, which was canceled in 2018. This is why we're on the path for Agenda 30. So basically, there were two timelines. Agenda 21 was cover up the truth. Nobody finds out. Everybody gets harvested. And the few that remain turn into slaves. Or timeline number one, which is Agenda 30, the truth comes out. The truth is told. Nothing is held back. We find out exactly what's been going on here. And now that I have all the evidence against them, they cannot escape this. They cannot escape being guilty of genocide, which afforded, you know, even the first, even in World War II, which allowed them to do turn around and do the same thing in America for the past 70 years. It's the, you know, and this is why aliens have been kept secret from us.
Well, is
and
it
that's
that,
the truth?
Is it that we are and keeping that, it secret, or are they compelling our so-called leaders to keep it secret?
Who, the extraterrestrials?
Yes.
Well, you see, they've been fighting each other, you know, this whole time. You know, there are positive group like the Foo Fighters that you heard in World War II. Those craft are actually of the positive aliens. So there have been positive, and all these UFOs showing up at the military bases, shutting down nuclear weapons, all of them are actually of the positive side of this equation, who've been very concerned about humanity and the way things have been going here. Why? Because the military has been secretly playing with the Orion group, a group of hostile aliens who've been eating people.
When you say that they eat people, you know, we have so many witnesses who say that they have, you know, these grays have their slit in their mouth. You know, how are they ingesting, if it's true? And I've heard that, I don't know if it's 1 kilo or 1 ounce, but I heard it's $1 billion per kilo or pound. I'm not sure which one it is. But how are they ingesting this, the aliens?
The adrenochrome? Yeah. Well, I've heard several stories. You know, I've heard stories where the grays will put it on their skin, the blood or enzymes on their skin, and it will absorb through their skin. And they have to rub it off. They have to rub off the waste when it's finished. You know, there are many things that they're going after, but mainly it's the blood. They drink it, and it not only gets them high, but it fills them up. And
is this a habit that the elite has also taken? Because we hear about all these elite. You hear about Hillary Clinton that stops taking it, and all of a sudden, 3 days later, she looks like she's 50 years older. All the celebrities, Celine Dion and Johnny Depp, and I can name on and on and on. These people, they look that they age. So this is almost like the fountain of youth.
Yeah, that's why, you know, they got their hands on it, because it was happening in the whole with the whole alien group. That's what allowed these elite humans to get their hands on it. But now we know what's going on here, and you know, Orion has been a major threat living off of humanity. And now we know that the United Nations have been helping these aliens acquire children as food. And the process is very ugly. Have you ever seen the movie Fire in the Sky?
Of course.
The Travis Walton story? Well, the reason why they changed his story – like the real story, and they incorporated this movie story. In the movie, The Fire in the Sky, was to show humanity how these beings have actually been adrenochrome harvesting people for real. This is why the needle comes down into the pineal gland in the movie. That's exactly how they do it. They put the cloth over the person to stop them from moving. And then they put something down into the stomach. And I believe what that does is it either sucks everything, all the intestinal tract on the inside, sucks it out. And during that process, a needle is inside the pineal gland drawing out pure adrenochrome or whatever it is they're taking out. I think it's adrenochrome. I think we've been lied to by the medical community. I mean, their insignia is the caudasus, which is the symbol for adrenochrome, after all. So, you know, these elite groups have been getting away with this, you know, and, you know, this genocide. And it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable what these people have been doing behind the scenes to human beings. And the crimes against humanity are so bad that this Galactic Federation had to get involved. So it's very ugly. It's very ugly, but I'm like dead on. I know I'm right about this. All the evidence that I have, it's just very, very unfortunate because not many people are willing to look at the evidence and ask themselves, is this true or not?
Let's go back to the Orion Belt for a second. And you, obviously, we've had a guest here who discussed the research on the Giza pyramids. They're aligned to the Orion Belt. And then we have also the Nazca lines. You say that that's a line as well, but also the World Trade Center Foundation. You have a picture from above, and it is exactly that way. I don't mean to sound crass, but are the aliens peeing on their territory? Basically, they're just marking their territory by putting all these things around this planet to say, hey, to any other alien race, this is ours. Is that what you think is going on?
That's correct, yes. That's why they built all their pyramids to align to their specific stars and where they come from. For the other extraterrestrials who show up, they see that and they go, oh, that's Orion's. Don't mess with that. It's not for us, and it's not for them. It's for the other extraterrestrials who show up.
Let's look deeper at this. You know the work of Brian Forster. He's in Paracas, Peru. He's all over Egypt. And he discusses, I don't think anybody else discusses the elongated skulls more than he does. The elongated skulls, I'm talking about the real ones, not the ones that in that part of the world, they were just trying to emulate, let's call them the demigods or the gods. But when you look at the pictures and the hieroglyphics in Egypt, you see these elongated skulls, as you say, Akhenaten, Nefertiti. Are they aliens also?
I don't think so. I think they were imitating the Nazca alien mummies, the tiny. I think they were imitating what they were seeing, thinking that, well, if we elongate our skulls, we will be as smart as them. And that's what they were doing. And this was happening all over the world because they were seeing the same thing. They were seeing these extraterrestrials out in the open.
Right, but there are some skulls in Paracas that are obviously real. They were not, they were not putting ropes around their children's heads to elongate them. There are two types, the ones that were done on purpose and the ones that were real. So the question is, was Akhenaten one of the real ones and Nefertiti and all these Egyptian pharaohs, or were they, as you say, trying to emulate the real people who made the pyramids?
Well, I Well, okay. I don't know about the ones in Paracas, did you say? I'm
Paracas,
not
Peru,
aware
correct.
of, I haven't looked at those. But I based on what I've seen with the extraterrestrials, they look very different than human beings. So when I see a human skull with the skull elongated, it tells me that it's probably done to emulate the extraterrestrials, what they look like, and they wanted to increase their brain power. But as far as I can tell, I don't think King Akhenaten was extraterrestrial. I think that he was he was obviously hanging out with extraterrestrials, and they were called Aten, which means the sun god, but they were also called the one true god. So it's very interesting. I strongly believe that these beings actually may be God, our creator. I know that's a very difficult thing to hear, but it's where the evidence points me.
Yeah, as I said, let's just remove suspension of disbelief. But it's okay to have faith. But if we want to know the answers, do you think there's somebody in the elite, whether they have the information that was allegedly burned in the Library of Alexandria or in the catacombs of the Vatican, someone must have the real history of planet Earth and the history of humanity. They tell us that it's Darwin and that we evolved from apes and all that, but we haven't found one single fossil in transition. We either see apes or we see humans, but we don't see something in the middle. And the only ones we see are in the multiple museums of natural history around the world that are made up for us to believe that.
Yes, there's the someone absolutely knows more than they let on, and that's mostly the majority of the elite. And I believe it was up to humanity and free will to come forward and say, hey, and wake up and be like, hey, wait a minute, they are real. What are they doing here? They've been eating us. Uh-oh. So and that had to happen, and that's why they've been keeping it a secret, in order for free will to expose the truth, for the truth just to come out naturally, and it did. Now we know what's going on here. Some of them have been here living side by side, harvesting people, and those evil beings, if you want to call them that, have been in control of humanity for a very, very long time. Very long time.
So the Nazca lines, you say they're alien, and what is the connection to King Akhenaten?
With the Nazca lines?
Yes.
No, there's well, I mean, there. I found a tablet with King Akhenaten and Queen Nefertiti from the Mayan culture. So was he in Mayan in the Mayan society also? I'm not sure. But that's as far as that connection with the Nazca lines. Now the Nazca alien mummies are pictured sitting with King Akhenaten in his lap and with Queen Nefertiti. That's what you're probably confusing. Nazca
Actually,
lines,
no,
yeah.
I'm not confused. Actually, I read it from your book. It says that there's a connection, but you also say that there's an Egypt Mayan connection. And before you tell me, I remember when I spent time in Mexico City in the early 90s, a man who happened to be Maya told me that there was definitely a connection. And it wasn't only the pyramids, but also the name. In Spanish, Egypt is Egipto, which rhymes with Mexico, which is Mexico in Spanish.
Oh,
Now,
interesting.
so who knows? When you see pyramids in both sides of the world, very similar, you have, and you depict them in your book, you include four pictures of the Aztec, let's call it a spacecraft pilot. You see that in Egypt. You see that in many other parts of the world. And it's almost like the object is, it looks like a serpent.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. You know, these gods of the ancient time were actually extraterrestrials, and we didn't know how to explain them as to what they were, other than gods with great technology and great power. And but in reality, that's what they are. They're extraterrestrials, and they have been here, and they are here, and they'll always be here. So
we have a take at our one and only break here, but I want to just let the audience know. I don't think I've told this story before, but I knew somebody at the beginning of this program. Apparently, he was a law enforcement officer. I believe it was Portland or Seattle. And back in 2008, 2009, he started contacting me with a lot of information. He apparently he was uncovering corruption in his town, and he was beat up to the point that they left him for dead. But he survived. He actually escaped the country to El Salvador. And I want to tell you some things that he said down there. He was totally in touch with things. He told me, he sent me pictures of the U.S. Embassy, which is the biggest in the Western Hemisphere. Pictures of the avenue where the U.S. Embassy is, which is called the Knights of Malta. Vehicles entering the embassy with diplomatic license plates and the Nazi sticker on top of it. Many things happened there. But the one thing, and this is how he disappeared, is he went to the Museum of Natural History down there. He became friends with the leader of that museum, a curator. And I'm not going to tell you right now what happened, but it makes you wonder what all these museums of natural history know that we don't know. Also, the story of G.E. Kincaid from 1909, somebody who went to the Grand Canyon and bumped into a cave, went inside and found hieroglyphs and statues and a bunch of Egyptian artifacts. Sent a lot of them to the Smithsonian, never heard back from them, to the point that even today, even our own federal government and the national parks and the Forest Service, they have no access. It is completely forbidden, off the rails, off the radar, for anybody to go, even try to go there. And you also say that the Grand Canyon also is aligned with the Orion Belt. But how can people learn more about your work? Also, you offer your book for free, correct?
Yes, for free. Yep. And it's theorionlines.com. Please, check it out. Download it for free.
Well, folks, much more. One other hour with Ryushin Malone. And this is Mel Hasselrich, and you are listening to Veritas. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to the first part of this important Veritas interview. To listen to the rest and all of our material, proceed to the member section or join the Veritas family by subscribing. Click on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. You can make your purchase with a credit card, PayPal, cash, check, money order, and even cryptocurrency. We are now accepting Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for Focus Life Force Energy, MMS, CBD Pure Hemp Oil, Divinia Water, Pure Organic Sulfur, flash drives with all our Sanitas and Veritas seasons, and other great products. And if you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share it. And click the bell to be notified when new interviews are available. Now, proceed to the members section or subscribe to listen to the rest of the interview. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for listening to Veritas, because you don't want to believe, you want to know.